Epilogue. Information requested. Current status of Wei Shi Linden. Beginning report. Wei Shi Linden and Yaren, disciple of the Sword Sage, leave Sacred Valley on the back of their constructed cloud. They plan to hide and rest before moving into the forest. Sacred beasts the size of buildings prowl in the shadows beneath the leaves, and even Yaren has no confidence in her power to protect them both. She knows that only if they are stealthy and quick will they survive, and then only if nothing goes wrong. She is not aware that the transcendent ruin has risen in the heart of the forest for the first time in 800 years. Its promise calls to sacred artists for thousands of kilometers around, and to the other, older, darker things that wait in the surrounding wilds. Divergence detected. The desolate wilds. Transcendent ruin. Continue? Divergence accepted. Continuing report. On the peak of Mount Samara, a crippled Heaven's Glory elder named Anses picks through the ruins of what he calls the Ancestor's Tomb. His pride is trampled, the power of his school has been questioned, and now it seems that they have created for themselves a powerful enemy. The Sword Sage's disciple will return, he knows, with greater force and with vengeance. But despite his certainty, he has a deep-seated fear of the wilderness outside Sacred Valley. He could not survive it, and therefore he believes no one could. In his judgment, the sage's disciple must have doubled back. Where will she go if not to the home of her ally, the unsold Wei Shi Linden? He crafts a message to his fellow elders, urging them to march with all their flagging strength on the Wei clan. Divergence detected. The destruction of the Wei clan. Continue? Divergence accepted. Continuing report. As the members of the Heaven's Glory School excavate their ancient tomb, a five-tailed snow fox the size of a man waits nearby. He is soundless, scentless, his presence masked to both sight and spirit. He is an ancient sacred beast, one of the original inhabitants of this valley, and he is only seen when he wishes to be. He has followed the unsold Linden since the intervention of Suriel, the Phoenix, sixth judge of the Abaddon Court. Though he does not remember the events prior to her temporal reversion, he has noticed the effects of her involvement and believes that Linden is favored by heaven. He watches the two young sacred artists leave the valley, and for the first time in centuries, he experiences hope. Maybe these children, blessed by the heavens, will save the valley from the Dread God's return. Divergence detected. Return of the Dread Gods. Continue? Iteration 217. Harrow.
Divergence report denied, Suriel's presence said. Report complete.
The reports came to her in a mix of words, images, and impressions, retrieved by her presence and transmitted to her in an instant. She'd looked into Linden's past, his surroundings, his upbringing, even his future. He was an interesting distraction. Her presence told her he had a 17% chance of surviving the desolate wilds, a 4% chance of making it past gold, and a 0.3% chance of ascending beyond Cradle. But in every world, in all the thousands of variations on humanity the universe spun out, people always loved to bet on the underdog. She would return to the reports later, but although they took virtually no time, they did take her attention. She needed to focus now, to treat the situation with the gravity it deserved. Machiel was coming, and the first judge of the Abaddon Court demanded all of her concentration. Her hair had been restored to its radiant emerald shine, her eyes to vivid purple. She drifted in high atmosphere, waiting, as fiery chunks flew out from the planet and passed her into space. This world was beyond healing. A glimpse of rolling, textured blue, and someone stepped into reality. Not Machiel, as she had expected. This man was young and compact, with dark blue skin and rows of tightly packed horns instead of hair. Gadrael, second judge, and Machiel's loyal right hand. He was dressed as she was, in the seamless white armor of any Abaddon on active duty. The mantle of Gadrael streamed from his shoulders like a furiously burning cape of pure starfire, just as the mantle of Suriel hung from her own. Instead of her correlation lines, which trailed from her fingers like ribbons of gray smoke and connected to the back of her neck, he carried a black circle strapped to his forearm like a medieval buckler. He'd brought his weapon, primed and ready for use. She summoned her own, the meter-thick bar of blue,
but he held up a hand. Peace, under the way. She clipped the weapon to her waist without banishing it. He wouldn't violate a truce, but he'd been too quick to offer one. Tell Machiel I haven't found him. My presence can give him a full report.
He knows. He's looking himself, since you remain unmotivated.
The barb didn't disturb her, but the content of his message did. She'd been sent to hunt for Azrael because she was the only one of the seven capable of finding him without being killed on sight. If she tracked him down, Azrael would talk to her. If Machiel found him, they would kill each other. Gadrael waited for the reality to settle on her.
He thought that would convince you to search. If that wasn't enough, he turned to the burning planet. This might be.
The planet beneath them fuzzed and flickered with visual static, even as it burned. Continents appeared in the ocean, vanished, appeared again. Water plumed kilometers in the air, calmed, shot up again. A city rose from the ocean in ruins, and then was drowned. When one world crashed into another, this was the result. Time, space, and reality itself bent and warped while the Way tried to force order out of the collision's pure chaos.
Which one is it?
Cyril asked quietly. She could have asked her presence, but she wanted Gadrael to hear the question.
Iteration 216. Limit. It was scheduled for demolition no later than 2 standard months ago. Its adept population already evacuated.
But they had no one to remove it, with Azrael gone, so now Limit had dragged Harrow with it into the void.
Quarantine protocols? She asked.
Effective. I implemented the walls myself.
So, no other worlds would be drawn into this disaster.
It only escalates from here. If we don't recover Azrael, or at least the Scythe, we could lose it all.
He wasn't wrong. This was Sector 21, but if it was happening out here, it was potentially only days away anywhere. Sector 13, where she was born. Sector 6, with its rich history and gorgeous natural art. Even Sector 11, with 110. Cradle. Important worlds like Cradle, Haven, Sanctum, and Asylum would be protected. Even in the event of total system collapse, the Abaddon would collect and quarantine these worlds, their last bastion against the infinite chaos. But in times like this, anything could go wrong. Cradle might be safer than anywhere else, but it wasn't safe.
Acknowledged, Cyril said. Designation 006, Cyril, formally accepts the charge to locate and withdraw 008, Azrael, under censure.
Gadrael nodded, his expression firm as granite. It always was. The Way would crumble to dust before he smiled. She accessed the Way, drawing flows of pure order around her as she prepared to exit Harrow, but the other judge didn't follow. He stood on nothing with his arms crossed, black buckler facing the dying world.
What is your mission here? Cyril asked.
Mercy, Gadrael said.
She stopped. The tendrils of layered blue returned to the Way. She had faced patients in the past that were too far gone, where the only comfort she could offer them was a painless end. She had gained her power, in large part, so that she never had to face that again. Now even death was no barrier to her healing.
And it still wasn't enough. A shield is meant to protect, she said. It's not an appropriate tool for this.
She drew her weapon. Gadrael nodded, his arms still crossed. She wondered if this had been Machiel's plan all along, to make her face the reality of the situation by dirtying her own hands. It wouldn't change anything either way. This was still her duty. Heart aching, she activated her sword. The End. Cradle, Volume 1. Unsold.